This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis joins us in the studio for the Market Wrap. Today we're looking at some controversies surrounding night market businesses that do aesthetic procedures like mole removals. This follows a report on the dangers of such treatments using unapproved traditional methods.
Yeah, this report by the Star Metro uncovers complaints by a customer at the SS2 night market in Petaling Jaya, which left her face with holes and permanent scars. And this teenager wanted to get her moles removed, and her mother reluctantly took her to this Pasar Malam master. And they were told that each mole will cost about 10 to 20 ringgit to be removed. But before they realized, the master had already applied some sort of cream on like 80 spots on the face when they only requested to remove 6 moles, right? And the mother said, like, you know, she felt helpless because her daughter's face was already in the hands of the master. He was already pricking the spots with a needle. And in the end, the trader charged them about 800 ringgit. And the customer didn't even have that much of money. And she felt cheated. They made a police report and later. But at that point, when she didn't have the money, she was told to withdraw from a nearby ATM or transfer the cash online. I mean, who brings 800 ringgit to Pasar Malam, or like what do you buy for 800 ringgit
to Pasar Malam anyway? Yeah, that's insane. I would never have thought you could spend that much, actually.
Yeah, like 800 ringgit.
So obviously this is traumatizing. I mean, you mentioned holes being... I don't know. So apparently the teenager was too embarrassed to go out of the house with her scars, even skipping school for a week. And I'm hesitating because there's so many issues here. Besides being a high-risk procedure, customers are just not getting any sort of protection when you enter the space.
Exactly. I think if you walk into any night markets these days, it's quite likely you'll see these traditional mole removers. You know, I personally, I've stood at one of these stalls just to watch how it's done. It's very uncomfortable. These traders, they just use like toothpicks or needles for the procedure. And they apply all these unlabeled, substances, cream in the pretext of herbal medicine. And they don't even wear gloves. And we also know that the night market surrounding itself is very unsanitary. It's smoky, dusty, a lot of people passing by. You can see people like sneezing, coughing around you. So, some of the containers they're using are also like exposed. The tools are not sterile. And all these could cause infections. But unfortunately, there's no insurance if something goes wrong. And the complainants in the report, they said they felt excruciating pain. But they just bite the bullet and set through the pain, fearing if you leave halfway, it may result in, worse outcome.
Now, from a legal standpoint, what's the take of local council departments who are issuing licenses for, such businesses at night markets?
Well, responding to this report itself, the PJ City Council or MBPJ, they said they will never issue a license for traders like this because...
That's what I was going to say. I mean, who is... I didn't think you would be able to get licenses.
Right. Yeah. But we always see them.
Yes,
around,
that's true.
Right? So what they are saying is that they will never issue licenses for traders like this because no one is permitted to carry out any intrusive aesthetic procedure at night markets. So what happens is that some of them apply to sell drinks or food, but they do other businesses or they rent that lot to others. So again, enforcement is a problem. I mean, I think you can't just like issue license and then just sit in your office. You have to go and do your checks, right? And in fact, in Malaysia, even a GP is not allowed to carry out these procedures, let alone someone at Pasar Malam, because under Health Ministry's requirement, only qualified doctors can practice aesthetic treatment, even if it's as simple as removing moles. And because doctors have the license and insurance coverage in case mistakes happen, and they can only use safe products approved by the ministry. So, we are looking at a range of problems right now, from enforcement, from health aspects, from customers being cheated. So, if you And I think it's not just Pasar Malam. You can see in malls as well, like Sungai Wang, you can go to Berjaya Times Square. Yeah. People just walk to you and then they rub the cream on your hand.
Just rub it on.
Pull your hand and then they just see, you want to see your hand turning fair? And you just rub it on you. It's like, what?
You've seen people doing this with cars as well, right? You park your car in a parking lot and you come back and people have said, look, I polished your car.
Yes.
And it's like, well, was that scratch there to begin with? And yeah, so by the time people have actually applied something to you, who knows what else is going to happen?
Yeah.
Talk to us. Have you seen these mole removing things happening in the Pasar Malam? What do you make of them? We do have a sort of scam theme running through this hour. So call us and let us know. 777-332-900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. So moving on to Bursa, shares in Dire Materials Berhad's surge this morning. What's the update?
So Dire Materials gained about 50% this morning. This is following confirmation. They defaulted at 1.33 million ringgit in payments in relation to trade facilities from United Overseas Bank Malaysia, Berhad. And the group now has to pay UOB 2.8 million ringgit. And this is not the first default. Previously, they also defaulted twice in April. And over 2.3 million shares were traded today on the counter and it closed at 1 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.